Hey, everybody, I found a great review. I love this. Absolutely amazing! Exclamation point, 5 stars from B. Voss. The whole series has been great, but episode 8 on sensuality, sexuality, and deconstruction was absolutely amazing. I sat and thought about so much of it for hours after.
I'm going to have to go listen to that one.
I know. I was like, what was on episode 8? You guys, we so appreciate it when you leave reviews specifically and rate the show. It really helps other people to discover this content. Thanks so much.
Kind of warm in here, isn't it? Welcome to Fun Parts After Dark. It's like Fun Parts, but late at night. Hotter. Just come on in and enjoy Fun Parts After Dark.
Okay, so this is Fun Parts After Dark, where we're all a little looser than we would normally be on episode. Maybe we have some liquid lubrication here.
Libations.
Liquid courage.
Kombucha.
And I am just going to draw a question. I'm going to draw a question out of a stack of questions that have been submitted to us. And I will not be participating in this conversation. Mm. Best sex toys for beginners, smiley face.
Ooh.
That's all we've got.
Come on, baby.
Best sex toys for beginners.
Becky, please go.
Smiley face. Now, I'm going to see myself out of the room and then y'all can enjoy the conversation.
But we don't know which button to push when we're done.
Okay.
I'll sit here.
I mean, that's a funny question with sex toys.
Let me ask this follow-up question. Like vibrators. Okay, Becky, talk about vibe. But, like, also, like, male...
Cock rings?
I'm going to say cock rings
was where I went. So, should I talk about cock rings?
I don't know what that is.
So, but I'm stopping. Okay.
You're stopping? So, okay.
Yeah, this is a great question, because I just think about, like, there is something... Who do you ask this question
yes.
to?
Yes.
So,
who are the sex toys? Who are the
what is a cock ring?
Well, okay, I have my top five.
Yeah, do the top five because I think it's really helpful.
Okay,
can we go top 10? I'm just kidding.
We could actually do top ten.
I'm kidding.
Number one is a vibrator, and the element about a vibrator. A lot of times people think it's just for a woman. A vibrator is very, very erotic for a man too.
Where
down.
No, I want to know.
No, I know. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
In the
spit bourbon all over the town. Yeah.
I actually really
it would
want
totally
to know.
Where do I put it? Yeah. It's down underneath the balls, but at the very back edge of it, between
the butt
anus.
And the balls.
Yes. In between.
And it's like a gentle.
Very gentle. The other thing too is the inside of the thighs for the man.
Okay.
The other thing that is we rarely remember is that on the bottom of the foot, every organ in the body is represented.
What? That's actually true. I mean, that's why there's like
Chinese foot medicine. So if you really want to have an erotic moment with a man, literally you can on a lowest speed possible.
Okay.
You on the inside of the arch.
Latifah scribbles notes quickly.
On the inside edge of the arch. What happens is there is an element that directly relates up to around the belly button region and everything like that. Okay. So there's like it's, but it's a low grade for, and I want to say, especially for men, the vibration is not the enticement towards arousal as much as it can be the enhancement. Cool. Because for women, it takes longer for the blood flow to get into the clitoral region, that it's really important. Vibration actually helps the clitoris to actually engage quicker.
Yeah.
So it helps the blood flow to come there. That's not what we're trying to do for men. We're trying to slow down the pleasure element for men. So I think that that's a great place for experimentation. Yeah. So the first one is a vibrator. If you want specific, do you want specific vibrator?
Well,
let's be real clear.
So
I did not
one.
Pose this question.
Luke,
I drew
want?
This question as a stack of questions that were written by
me. We are at number one, vibrator.
Number one, vibrator.
Okay.
Number two, blindfold.
Blindfold. Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Blindfold because of the fact.
Oh, my Lord.
This is
like
helpful.
Like a Batman
Or a silk scarf or something like that. That'd be fun too.
I mean, t-shirt.
Sock. It could be anything. Tube sock. Well, I will say, do not use a tube sock and do not use a t-shirt. Invest enough in your relationship.
Disintegrating underwear.
Yeah. Do not do that. Get something that actually is, because feels the person good. Who is actually wearing it mm-hmm. needs to feel this. So it needs to be a soft sensation. And the person who's actually not blindfolded, they have to see it. So if you're looking at a tube sock, that's not very
fair
sexy.
Enough. Tube
okay?
sock. Come on.
Well, just that's like, what teeth is cuff. Cuff. Right. Yeah, okay. Or a t-shirt.
I've never done that.
Listen, Bulls.
We are okay. not in the business of shaming what other people find sexy.
No.
Okay.
Tube socks.
For
okay.
some.
I'm just saying. Michael but part of it is
like the softball ones that go really high on your knee. Like
yeah.
I'm just
the,
saying.
The,
could be a softball thing.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I'm strangely aroused.
Okay. But part of it is because too often all we do is we end up using our sight as a sexual engagement versus entering into sensation. Receiving the sensation of touch. And so to be the blindfolded one gives you permission to go, okay, wait, do I like that touch? Okay.
Now, is there a feather involved?
That's number four.
Oh.
Okay, so just give me just
sorry, number three.
Number, but part of it is if you are not the blindfolded one, you have permission to explore without having to gauge the other person's response visually.
Wow. Right. That's actually really good.
Is so important, especially because I think the element of beauty is being able to be curious with your eyes on another person's body and not having to try and gauge how someone's
right.
Okay, right. So that's number two. Okay, so I've got vibrator.
Blindfold.
The third one is good lubricant. Now, the reason I say that is regardless of where you're at in your development or in your season of life, a good lubricant doesn't have more than three ingredients. Mm. That means throw K-gel out.
Yeah, K-gel is not good. KY.
Oh, my God. KY gel, whatever that
is. Astroglide?
No, throw it out. Astroglide, too. If you don't.
Coconut oil or?
Coconut oil. Actually, if you use coconut oil, it the cold is, press
is for KY organic. And Astroglide.
Cold press organic is the only way to
goodbye.
Go.
Cold press organic.
Can I just say the worst thing is when you try to make a joke and it ends up being like a right answer? I was trying to be funny, guys.
You're incredibly right. You're incredibly
but
right.
But coconut oil is KY. Actually a really amazing. Good, really good, and it's natural. Because here's the thing you have to think about. Anything that you use as a lubricant is going into tissue where it's going to be absorbed into the body.
So you want it to be good quality.
So what will you use? Coconut oil?
Organic, but I always want to say, a couple years ago I went to
from Italy.
One of those sex toy.
Yeah.
But it was very educational. It was fascinating. And it was like, I learned so much, and this is like probably like 10 years ago, but they talked about how in the United States, how the whole like sex toy market products is not regulated at all.
No.
Pet products are more regulated here
than sex products.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So they brought in a lot of stuff from Europe because it was actually much more, it's silicone. It's like all these much more like
from
natural things.
Germany and the UK, you can pretty much trust
anything.
Okay.
Everything that comes.
What's number three?
That was three. What's number four?
So, but what? It's not KY.
Oh,
it's
coconut oil.
Oh,
what is
gotcha.
It?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coconut oil. There's another brand that I absolutely love, but it doesn't actually. They don't actually sell it anymore, so I can't recommend it. It's. Mm-hmm. I know it sucks, but the gal did sell me the rights to it. There was a group. There was a man and a woman that actually developed. It's called Create Passion, and they developed this incredible, beautiful lubricant.
I have to resurrect that.
And. She gave me the recipe. They sold me the rights to it because they ended up not, and I have done nothing with it because I don't have.
So you're like home brewing this, or
is there a number?
It's like the moonshine of lubricants.
It's like the moonshine of lubricant. I actually have it, but you've had it. You've used it, right?
No.
Oh, I thought yes, you did. I gave it to you.
You gave it to a different friend.
No, but seriously, what is number three?
Okay, yeah.
Number three is
lubricant.
Just coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Or else if you can find Create Passion, that's the name of the brand that I absolutely love.
So
because
number
it's
four.
Number four.
In our show notes, we will link to several
of
different
course,
brands.
Yes.
Great
Number
options.
Four is.
Number
four.
We can share some different ones there.
I will share a couple. Okay, yeah. Okay, number four would be any sort of what I would call, you said feather. Yes,
yeah, sure.
I agree, feather. Yeah. But it's like something that invites you to a light touch. So there are all kinds of different ways you can do that. There are actual Okay, Luke, I'm so sorry.
No, but, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with like something Latifah said earlier. Like my brain now is immediately like, where do I put it?
Where?
I would say one of the best things you can buy is in there like $1.29 of feather duster.
But not at the dollar.
What?
No, I'm serious.
Because well, it's like though? So where? Light. Like,
it's Amazon? So light. You can order it from Amazon, or there's this incredible element of it's got a feather duster on one end and kind of like a leather kind of whippy thing on the other end. But it's not, but here's the thing is it gives you different elements of touch and you get to test what it is that your body responds to. Because your body may really respond, and there's different body parts that respond to in different ways. Okay, there are different
and
body.
I'm sure different for different people,
and for different people. Yeah. And so part of that is
leather,
being able to measure that.
Feather.
But I want to say, if the very absolutely $1.29 or $1.59, you can get a feather duster, and you use the feather duster on your body parts, especially for a woman. I'm going to say her breasts. Oh. A lot of times, depending. Gosh, depending upon the time of month it is.
What listeners don't get to witness here is like the rest of us are dying. And Latifah's like
taking notes.
She's just like nodding, like, yep.
She's like stone cold sober. Like, I know I've had 7 cocktails, but I am 100%.
I'm just
fine.
Like, Becky is selling so much truth right now. And I'm just like half learning, half being like, yes,
in the show notes.
I agree.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay, number
but
one.
One of the things about a feather duster that a lot of people forget is because women's breasts.
Sorry.
Okay.
Feather duster.
Can we call it?
Can we just call it a feather?
Just a feather.
A feather.
Just a feather.
Because I keep picturing a maid. Like, well,
Beauty and the Beast.
French maid's costume could be kind of fun. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
So a group of feathers joined together on a wand.
Feather in a motion.
A feather caresser.
Okay. Yes. So, okay, everybody take a deep breath.
I'm easy.
Okay. A feather caresser gives the opportunity for a woman's breast or a man's scrotum area to have gentle touch in ways that gives them an arousal moment versus just a groping approach to things.
I'm sitting here through this whole conversation, my eyes watering, and asking myself, how did I get here?
I invited you.
And the answer is, Latifah did this to me. You put me at this table in this moment.
I can't stop laughing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, so drum roll for number one. Can we get to number one?
No, meme number 5.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
Well, we're kind
of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sure.
The 5 last, is what?
What's the 5th?
The last number.
Okay.
The 5th. Oh, on the microphone. On the mic.
She says with the microphone behind her ass.
Number 5.
My 5th. What did we call them?
Feather.
Sex toys?
Yes.
Okay, sex toys. Okay.
Well, let me just read the question for you one more time.
What was the question?
Let me read the very articulate question for
oh
you
my
one
gosh,
more time.
No, it's the sex toys.
It just
toys.
Says, best sex toys for beginners, smiley face.
Okay, okay,
boom.
Okay, okay.
5.
My 5th, my number 5 is a cock ring. Now, what a cock ring actually does is it's a round silicone element that has a clitoral head to it, but it slides onto the man's penis, and then it has a direct connection to when the man moves his penis into the woman's vulva. What ends up happening is it rubs against the clitoris. But what the cock ring does is it doesn't allow for as deep of penetration, but it allows for more stimulation for the woman's clitoral region. It actually slows a man down.
Yeah, I think that's more of the
for the purpose of it's constricting a little bit, but it actually helps to slow a man down, especially if a man struggles maybe a bit with coming too quickly. Mm. And so part of what it does is because it's not as, there is a constriction there, which is okay, but it's trapping the blood pressure in there. And so anyway, I just think it's a great sex toy when we're talking about toys, because one of the things that we have to find is our own rhythm with one another and our own cadence of sex. Yeah. And that can be very different. And so that's, those are my top five. Now I do, I mean, I have more than that, but I think that's my top five.
That's great. I don't have a top five, so we're good.
Cheers.
Fun Parts After Dark is produced, edited, and mixed by that tall drink of water, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by the one and only Alan Lusink. This music was composed, produced, and licensed by the fine, fine folks at Blue Dot Sessions. Oh, and be sure to follow us on social media at Fun Parts Podcast. We may just follow you right back. Until next time. So long, friend.